Michigan is following the advice of federal agencies and pausing its use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. That throws a wrench in efforts to ramp up vaccination as the virus resurges, and that's particularly true in Detroit, where vaccination coverage lags behind the rest of the state. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, the city's adjusting on the fly for now.
Detroit's Northwest Activity Center was set up as the city's second mass vaccination site, an alternative to the TCF Center downtown. It's been giving the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to Detroiters. But that changed suddenly on Tuesday morning when federal regulators advised states to discontinue the vaccine until they could investigate a possible connection to very rare blood clots. But people still got vaccinated here. Detroit's Chief Health Officer Denise Fair says the city has enough supply for people who already had appointments there or at the 8 neighborhood vaccine clinics running throughout the city this week.
If you were scheduled for J&J and want to keep your same appointment, you will be given either Moderna or Pfizer.
It's not clear how this latest development with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might sit with Detroiters. Initially, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan questioned the effectiveness of that vaccine. He later backtracked, and the city designated a mass vaccination site that would only administer J&J shots. That's where I found Hannah Cartier. She made her appointment a week ago at the Northwest Activity Center. About 2 hours before her appointment, she got a phone call alerting her that she would be getting another vaccine.
As soon as we were greeted here at the entrance as well, we were giving an informational packet on switching from the Johnson & Johnson to the Moderna, any additional side effects or any differences.
Cartier says she doesn't mind having to come back for a second shot. She works in the service industry in downtown Detroit and says it's just a big relief to get any shot at all.
Having this additional community center out here too, to do it instead of having the hassle going to Ford Field, was a lifesaver as well. It was much easier.
17-year-old Riel Barron got the Pfizer vaccine there too.
It was okay. I'm like deathly afraid of needles, so you know, cried a little bit, but you know, it was okay.
But she says it's better than getting COVID, which she's already had. Riel's dad, James Barron, says his daughter was a trooper.
She said she was afraid of needles, so she was looking forward to the Johnson & Johnson. However, they're having some problems with the blood clotting issues with that, so I'm glad we didn't have to deal with that.
University of Michigan epidemiologist Ryan Malosh says any slowdown in the vaccine supply chain isn't good, especially in places like Michigan where COVID is surging again. It also raises potential vaccine trust issues, especially in segments of the population that were already hesitant. But Malosh says even if the reported blood clots are incredibly rare, this pause is the right move and shows the vaccine regulatory system is actually working.
That's really important, and a way to build trust is to show that, you know, if there is serious side effects from any of these vaccines, that we can recognize them quickly and we can do the appropriate things.
Malosh says another potential complication is that the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine was ideal for many people from marginalized communities who may have more trouble accessing the health system. He says we owe it to them to make sure they're getting the best possible protection.
We have to be certain that these products are really safe and effective before we give them to the people who have already had the highest burden of disease during the whole pandemic.
As a practical matter, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine made up a very small percentage of shots given out in Michigan and Detroit. And for now, the city appears to be backfilling its current appointments with alternative vaccines just fine. What we don't know at this point is whether this hiccup will jeopardize Detroit's efforts to take more shots out into communities and promote easier access to vaccines. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.